I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians in Iraq say it's another ominous sign. The body of Chaldean Catholic Archbishop of Mosul, Palos Faraj Raho, was discovered yesterday. He was kidnapped late last month. World Evangelical Alliance's Johan Kandelin says this sends a loud signal to the Christian community.
An archbishop is more than one ordinary clergyman. He is a symbol of a whole church. And when he is killed in this brutal way, it is a very clear signal to all Christians that this is what could happen to any one of you.
Elsewhere, India's Gujarat state government revoked the anti-conversion amendment bill. Lawmakers may be trying to apply an older but stronger version of the law passed in 2003. According to Compass Direct News, anti-conversion laws are supposed to curb religious conversions, but believers say the laws actually obstruct evangelistic work. Often Hindu nationalists use them to harass Christians, pray that believers will be free to practice and share the gospel. And new ministry fields are opening faster than audio scripture ministries can respond. ASM's Tom Dudenhofer says they're in desperate need of volunteer media technologies people with a vision for missions. Right now, they have one person who's trying to do the training on his own. Here's how it would work.
There are national teams in Peru around the country who are attempting to use media to put God's word into audio and even video. They just need somebody to hold their hand or to give them a little direction. But they already have a strategy. They already know what they want to do. We're going in there to help them do what God has laid on their heart to do.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year. Mission Aviation Fellowship's offering a special edition Better Than Life CD to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828. It features Scott Crepane, Shannon Wexelberg, and Charles Billingsley. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.